Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me this week is my dad. How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing great, son. Great to be here.
Great. So the Olympics ended today. Did you watch any of the Olympics?
Well, you know, I didn't watch as much. I don't know. It bothered me that I always knew who won because I listened to the radio.
Yeah.
And then now I'm going to watch, you know, I would have loved to watch the hockey. But once I knew that they, you know, had a poor, the girls and the guys, it didn't motivate me to watch.
Yeah, it makes it hard. I mean, unless it's kind of like the shootout with the Russia and the United States. I mean, you know, it's tough with these tape delays. I mean, they do show it live in the middle of the day, but, you know, I don't know how many people, aside from snow days, how many times, you know, people get to watch these events live.
Well, one question is always going to be, when in the future, 3-4 Olympics from now, when someone says Sochi, what, you know, will come to mind? The Ukraine rebellion, or will it be sports related? Or
I think so. It would have to be the Olympics. It would have to be a lot of the problems that Sochi faced in terms of, you know, getting it ready for the Olympics and stuff like that.
Right.
So I think that's going to be the thing. But it's going to be interesting because the next Summer Olympics, the next Olympics coming up is Summer Olympics in Brazil, and that's the same time zone as us, or maybe one off. So it's actually going to be very easy.
Well, that'll be great.
Yeah, that'll be really
great. And I'm excited for that. But that's not Winter Olympics.
No, that's summer.
Right.
But still summer. And no.
More popular.
Well, definitely more events. More popular, more events, more
right.
Countries.
Now, yes. What about the Armor All?
The Under Armour?
Yeah, is that what it...
Yeah, Under Armour developed the speed skating uniforms, and they never tested it because they didn't want it stolen. They didn't want the design stolen. So they did all this research, they used all these computer stuff, and then they put it together, and they never tested it except, like, once or twice, but no real full-length tests. And so now we see the problems with it.
Do you think the problems are real, or it's just a great excuse for
it? I think that it's a big part of it.
Really?
I definitely think that there's a big part of it to it. I don't doubt that.
So that controversy will be there. What about the American judge in the men's hockey Russia USA?
What do you mean the American judge?
Well, I heard
the linesman.
Yeah.
Now, I think actually the bigger thing is going to be the women's figure skating with the Russian judge, and she was seen hugging the Russian gold medalist, the female figure skater afterwards. So that's a big problem now. So
sure,
of all the things, I think that's going to be one of the things that really kind of
because my age bracket, we were born brought up not to trust the Russians.
Well,
you know, and then I remember some Olympics with those Bulgarian judges.
yeah, exactly. There's some problems there, that's for sure.
It seems that way.
So now that the Olympics are over, now the attention moves to baseball, but also the NFL combine is going on. It just started, and I know that there's a offensive guard who jumped up in his
speed rating.
No. He jumped up he ran the 40 yard dash.
We're talking about a left tackle.
I believe so, yeah. It was a left tackle. He jumped himself up into contention for the top five draft pick. And so that's going to come up soon. And, you know, I always like the combine because it's like the Olympics for NFL players. It's like an American Olympics.
Well, it's interesting when you mention speed from an offensive lineman. I'm thinking if you're a left tackle in this pass-happy league, I want to know how slow you can move backwards, not how fast you can move forward. But, you know, a skill set, that's what's fun and entertaining about the combines.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't always transfer to football sense and ability to catch things with a helmet and...
It's very true.
Somebody bearing down on you. Yeah. And you can't check the heart there.
No. That's very tough. Yeah, his name's Greg Robinson.
And he played for?
Auburn.
Okay.
And his last three games were very difficult. They're Alabama,
right.
Missouri, and Florida State. So, he's 6'5", 332 pounds, 35-inch arms, and he bench pressed 225 32 times.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So he's, yeah, so he really kind of jumped up. He might even be as high as the second pick, maybe with the Rams, if they go with him.
That's huge.
Yeah, so that's something that's popping up. And then the other thing that's coming up is baseball, now that spring training is really in full swing.
Next week game start?
Yeah, I believe so. So I don't know where they're going to show them, because they never show the games. I only hear them on the radio at first, and then they show on, like, the evening news. They show a camera angle above the catcher, and that's it. They don't show the full games
until,
like,
all
mid-March.
The predictions are in, all the betting opportunities for over-unders for all these teams. So, I mean, is this practice, is all this necessary?
Yeah, because really you have 20 players set. It's those last five.
And you spend all this for five guys.
Well, part of it for five guys, but also for the working out those other ones. Because you might not know, those set 20 might actually be dropped down to 15 because, hey, this reliever, he's not doing too well. Or this guy's arm is not doing too good. Or, hey, this pitcher, he's working out a changeup. It's looking really good. He spent his off season working on that. It's important because he. You know, even though it's not the same as it was, say, 50 years ago, where they needed the off season to actually relax and rest, and then they come back and spring training was their way to get their body in, they're doing it year-round.
Right.
But,
they're getting paid year-round.
Well, they're getting paid, yes. They're getting paid year-round, absolutely. So I think that's,
So should that be less? Should have less games, or should you just leave this alone and have everyone enjoy?
Just enjoy, because I mean,
you're in Florida. You're in Arizona.
Exactly. You don't want them to come up too early because then it's going to be way too cold.
Right.
And that's the problem, because that's why you see all those snow outs early in the year.
Oh, well, the games are brutal sometimes. You're in the wind, and it's cold in April, yeah.
And then you see, actually, I think they need more time in the spring, because these relievers, they don't get any work, or barely any work. So if they're there opening day, and they get put into a game, they're probably going to blow a lead really easy. It's a lot easier to get your body ready to hit than it is the pitch.
Pitcher today.
Yeah.
That's why we'll see how much Mariano Rivera will be missed this year.
I think
they've done a lot of stuff with him, and they lost. They won with him, and they lost with him.
But yeah.
He's a big cog in that wheel.
No, absolutely, yeah.
You know, so let's see how that works. Can Jeter hold up, right?
That's going to be tough.
Teixeira, is he going to go down again? And then you got Beltran looking for a ring. It's going to be hard for me to watch him at the plate as a Mets fan.
Well, I know, but
now,
you know what?
This guy's and all this stuff. I mean,
I don't think that he will get a ring with the Yankees.
Great.
I just don't. It's a lot to ask.
He's an all-star, not a superstar. He doesn't carry a team.
Well, I don't know if I can say.
Which team did he ever carry?
He carried the Mets, but not in 06. He didn't carry them in 06.
He spilled the water at home plate.
Well, yes. Yes, as we talked about many a times, the bat on the shoulder, it's a tough one to swallow, always will be.
Can't get past it.
No, you can't. So it's going to be tough. But, so that's coming up. So.
Now, I heard something recently about the payroll of and how much money is tied up for how long.
Right.
In with the Cincinnati Reds.
Right.
They have a lot of guys for a lot of money, period.
I can believe it. You know, they... But they're trying. They want to be relevant, and that's a very tough division, that NLC National League Central, because they have to deal with the Pirates, who are up and coming, and the Cardinals, who are there every single year. The Cubs are trying to make a.
They've always been a threat.
Yeah,
they're almost like Atlanta is.
Right.
Like every year, you can't count them out.
Yeah. That's true.
No matter who's the manager.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Cincinnati, very hardcore fans there.
They are. No, they really, really are.
They come a long way to go to attend those games.
No, absolutely, yeah. I mean, and you can come from Kentucky as well. You know, because they're right on the river.
Yeah. They're serious.
Yeah, they wanna make sure that they're...
Now, what about the Toronto Blue Jays this year? I mean, I thought last year they were starting to put something together. I know the owner has just a ton of money.
Yeah.
They've assembled some pieces, but they don't play as a team. What do you see there?
I see a hope that it will come together. I'd like it to come together for them. I think that
Tampa Bay beats them out this year.
It's hard to say no to Tampa because they do it year in and year out, and they do it really well.
Right.
So, yeah, you're gonna have to say at least Tampa, and then you might have to also throw in the Red Sox, who, you know, they're coming off.
They did the most with the least last year.
They sure did, and so it's tough to count out the defending world champions. But
Yankees can win more than 85 games.
Yeah, but not by much. I know their over-under is 83.5, 84.5.
That's why I asked.
Yeah, I think that's definitely doable.
The Mets will surprise?
I hope.
As in by like being better than they should be.
They did pretty well last year. Hopefully they'll be able to do it again.
Well, that's going to have to do it without Harvey.
Yeah, but
other pieces of the puzzle?
Oh, yeah, they've got a lot of pieces to their puzzles. They're really good. I mean, they've got a lot of young pitching, Syndergaard and Montero.
It is pretty exciting that they're building it the way...
The way you should.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, what great teams didn't have great farm systems?
Great teams that didn't have great farm systems?
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking about the Yankees. Wasn't Jeter, wasn't Rivera, who else were, you know, that came from...
Posada.
Posada, yeah. So there's something to be said for that. Well, hey... Yeah. Yeah, they're talking a real core base.
And that was because Steinbrenner wasn't around to screw it all up.
Right, take that stuff away, give it away.
And he got in the way.
So it's pretty exciting. So the Mets are building a proper way, and it looks like the Jets would have in that general manager that was in Seattle. It seems like Seattle Idzik put that puzzle together.
Yeah.
So this will be his first real year of doing it himself, right?
Yeah, they were surprising at 8-8.
Absolutely.
And you just saw the way they sell it.
Oh, they were anemic on offense. How did they get to 8-8?
Defense.
But 8-8, I remember George Allen one time when they were talking about the league having parity.
He goes,
"Yeah, that'll happen when everyone's 8-8."
There was a lot in 8-8.
And that's never happened, right?
No, not everybody's 8-8, but there are a lot of 8-8.
That's parity, right? Anything else is disparity.
Yeah, I would have to say so, absolutely. So, yeah. Yeah, so this is the portion of the year where it's a waiting game, unless you're a big NHL or NBA guy, or, you know, because upcoming...
For the finals, maybe.
For the finals, yeah, definitely, or the playoffs at least. Because the playoff hockey is where it's at.
Yeah, well, that's because strange things happen.
Oh, definitely.
But in the NBA, it's the finals.
It's the finals.
Right, because they're more true to form.
Right, and I know the East is stronger than the West, so it's really the Eastern Championship Finals before the NBA Finals.
Nice.
That's probably going to be the championship game. And then March Madness comes up next month. That's going to be the big one. So.
Always is.
Always is.
Well, it does fill a gap.
It fills a gap, and then...
And it takes a while.
It does. And everybody's interested. Everybody and their mother has a...
Bracket.
Has a bracket. You filled your... Who you got in your bracket?
Yeah, of course.
You got the paper bracket.
Well, that's before like the one that you have going all the way, like gets knocked off early. Then you stop asking those questions.
Yeah, exactly. Or you start talking about, I had them. Oh, I had them. Or, you know, the ones where it's like, I had George Mason. Nobody, I had George Mason. Nobody else had George Mason.
Right.
Or yeah, I had Kansas State. Nobody else. Just one of those.
Right. And then it's, why did I take Duke?
Yeah. Because you would think, hey.
Stuff maybe. Like that, yeah.
Yeah.
UConn.
But, yeah. And then everybody's got more than one bracket, too. You've got multiple brackets. It's all that stuff. But that's coming up soon, so that'll be exciting as well.
Sure.
All right, Dan. Well, thanks very much.
Oh, it's always fun.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for listening. You can like us on Facebook at Everyman Sports. You can find us on iTunes. Just search for Everyman Sports in the iTunes store. You can visit our website, everyman.podbean.com. That's everymansports.podbean.com. Or you can email me with any questions, comments, concerns at everymansports@gmail.com. That's one word, everymansports@gmail.com. Thank you very much. Take care.